So is Oprah running for president? Last night at the Golden Globe, she gave a rousing speech, some say a campaign speech, as she became the first black woman to accept the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement, dressed in black as most were to show support for those speaking out about sexual harassment. And the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which holds the event, also celebrated women. Top winners were Frances McDormand and her film Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Then Lady Bird, Big Little Lies, The Handmaid's Tale, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, all stories about women, also won. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans was watching. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So Oprah Winfrey, here she is last night addressing women speaking out about sexual harassment.
What I know for sure is that speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we all have. And I'm especially proud and inspired by all the women who have felt strong enough and empowered enough to speak up and share their personal stories.
And
each of us in this
afterwards, longtime boyfriend Stedman said, hey, if people want her to run for president, she would absolutely do it. And we heard our colleague Domenico Montanaro, politics editor, say, we should take this seriously.
Yeah, well, you know, people have wondered if this sounded like a political speech. I'm not so sure about that. Mm-hmm. I do think it was inspirational, and I think it was motivational. And, you know, Oprah is sort of known as America's biggest motivational speaker, right? And I think she knows this is a crucial moment for show business where we have to see if all this talk about harassment and abuse and solving those issues in Hollywood is a moment or a movement. Mm-hmm. And I think she's trying to push Hollywood into making it more movement and supporting this movement and creating substantive change. And you do that by going to people and really inspiring them to address this issue substantively. Mm-hmm. And you know, when Oprah says it's time's up, you got to believe it. Maybe time's up.
Time's up. That's a new iteration of Me Too. And, you know, it's also about shining a light, taking the moment to shine a light on people who might not otherwise be acknowledged. She spoke about the recently deceased Recy Taylor, the black woman who was raped in 1944 by six white men.
Well, you know, again, this idea is that it's a bigger issue. And one of the things that was interesting is that Oprah also talked about race in talking about Recy Taylor. She put together the two issues of sexism and racism as something that needed to be dealt with. And when you talk about this new iteration of a movement, we're hearing a lot about the words "time's up" as opposed to the Me Too movement. You know, this is a very specific movement. They've raised over $16 million in a legal defense fund to help women come forward with stories of abuse. It's supported by Reese Witherspoon and Tracy Ellis Ross and Kerry Washington. They had pins for the men to wear during the ceremony the other night. There are a lot of women out there trying very hard to make this a sustained movement that addresses gender and other issues, including race.
Right. And this was an important moment for people of color. She becomes the first black woman to win the Lifetime Achievement Awards. There were other firsts, but I just want to ask you, does it backfire because there are large swaths of the country that can't stand it when Hollywood, you know, stands up and seizes or tries to seize the moral high ground on certain issues? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, does this also play into that?
I think there's always going to be a backlash. And in fact, what we're finding is that misogyny and male dominance in Hollywood is very deeply rooted in show business. And so it's going to take a lot of work to root that out. And it's going to take a lot of work to change how people think about things. I mean, even in the wake of all this discussion, for example, Seth Meyers joked about being a guy hosting the awards.
White guy.
a white guy. Exactly. And even though we had a situation where almost every major award went to a TV show or a film that had something to do with women. Yeah. So Hollywood has a ways to go, and it's going to take some time, and people are going to push back, but they have to keep going.
Let's go out with Seth Meyers. Let's just listen.
They tried to get a woman to host this show. They really did. They said, hey, how would you like to come and be judged by some of the most powerful people in Hollywood? And women were like, well, where is it? And they said, it's at a hotel, and long story short, I'm your host tonight.
Because that's what women have traditionally experienced in Hollywood.
As if women in Hollywood aren't used to being judged by men.
In hotels. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Thank you.